Greg Bedard. He's the owner, editor, and columnist over at bostonsportsjournal.com. You can subscribe to Boston Sports Journal at bostonsportsjournal.com. And Greg joins me here on the show. What do you think, Greg? 5 years from now, do we think that Tom Brady is the greatest athlete to ever play past 40?
Whew, that's a good question. haven't really thought of the candidates. Do I think he's going to be playing in 5 years? I do not think he's going to be playing in 5 years, so I don't think we're going to be having that conversation.
You know, the dynamic with him and Jimmy Garoppolo just continues to fascinate me. I think two things are probably true. Number one, the Patriots could have gotten a significant haul for Jimmy Garoppolo before the draft. Number two, I think it's impossible to have them both on the roster salary-wise next year. Why do you think Jimmy Garoppolo is still here?
It's a great question, and when I get a chance to sit down with Bill Belichick, I'm going to ask him in the next week or so. But, you know, that's the million-dollar question. Why is Jimmy still here? And to me, I think it's one of two answers, or maybe they're both related. I think that, A, they want more data on Tom Brady at age 40. Like, is he really, are we going to go to 42, 43, 45? Is he really capable of that? Or, you know, is there some sort of little bit slight decline and it might get faster? I mean, I think that's the number one thing. I think they want to cover their bases in case Tom all of a sudden does look 40. And I think the other thing is, I think that Bill's basically going to get to the end of the season and make a choice. He's going to say that we're going to go with Brady for a couple more years and restart at the quarterback position, find the next Jimmy and deal him, or we're going to come to some sort of agreement with Tom and we're going to move on to the Jimmy era.
Based on what you've seen of Brady, why don't you think he'll be playing at age 45?
I just think it's 5 years is a long ways to project anybody in the NFL, let alone a 40-year-old quarterback. I mean, right now, does it look like he can do it? Yeah. But would I say it's probable? No, so I'm playing the percentages that that he just, I don't know if it's physically or maybe, you know, people want different options. I just don't think it's probable that he's going to be the quarterback of any team, let alone the Patriots, in 5 years. I mean, it's never been done before. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've said that about other things with Tom Brady, and he's done them, so we'll see.
Have you seen enough from Jimmy Garoppolo to make you think that he can be, a high-level quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. I think the only thing, the only question on Jimmy is whether he is durable enough, whether he can play the proper way to be a franchise quarterback that a team's going to pay 20-some-odd million dollars a year and feel confident that he's going to make 16 starts every year. I think that, you know, in terms of his mind, the way he processes the game, his ridiculously quick release. As far as his play, there's nothing to say that he can't do it. But, you know, it's the whole durability thing. And this is, look, I covered the end of Favre, the beginning of Rodgers in Green Bay. And the same questions that they're asking about Garoppolo as far as durability, can he really do it? All that stuff. They said the same things about Aaron Rodgers, and we know how that turned out.
Do you think Brady plays in any other uniform but the Patriots?
I think it's possible. I mean, the way he's talking, I mean, look, he sort of boxed himself and the Patriots sort of into a corner. I mean, mm-hmm. he would be doing everybody a favor if he, in these interviews, he would say, you know what? I feel great right now. I think I could play until I'm 45 or 50 or whatever. But right now I'm just taking it year by year. He hasn't done that. What he has said is he wants to play until he's 45. And if he's going to stick to that, if he believes that 100% and he's dead set on doing that, I don't think it's going to be in a Patriots uniform. I just don't. I think the X factor in all of this is what Tom Brady will want as a contract, because right in the contract that he's on right now, him and Kraft had a conversation and he played ball. The Patriots said, we're not going to pay 20% of our salary cap to a quarterback. He played ball. He's basically making like $14 million a year. Next year, that changes. It jumps. Now, as he gets older, will he say, you know what, I'll play for eight? You know, when you start putting that in the equation, the valuation for Belichick, a lot of different things can happen.
That'd be the ultimate Belichick move, wouldn't it? To let Tom Brady go. I mean, we all thought he was exempt, but if he lets him go, I mean, that would be just the ultimate Belichick play.
No question. I mean, I think, you know, the dynamics there are impossible to read. I mean, because the Crafts are going to have their own feelings on it, and how much are they going to let Bill decide, and, you know, will that lead to something else? Will they try to get Belichick to retire, and then they may – it's a bunch of different things can happen, and no one knows what's going to happen.
Talking to Greg Bedard, BostonSportsJournal.com, joining me here on the Chris Mannix Show. Greg, their running back position in New England, LeGarrette Blount is gone. They replace him with a few different guys there. Are they better at running back this year? Is that going to be a position of strength?
I think so. As long as a guy like Mike Gillisley, who they got from Buffalo as a restricted free agent, another, you know, they basically just shop in Buffalo. When they need something, they go in Buffalo and they take it. Last year was Chris Hogan. This year it's Mike Gillisley. If Gillisley can bring the power that Blount did, or at least, you know, the short yardage stuff, which we have seen at times in training camp before he got a little dinged up, then I think they're going to be better, because I think Gillisley is better than Blount. I think we saw in the Super Bowl, that was a game that the Patriots should have been able to run on the Falcons, and they couldn't, and it almost cost them the game. I think Belichick saw that, knew he needed a little bit more explosion at the running back position. They have Rex Burkhead, who can do it all at the running back position from Cincinnati. He can run, he can catch, he can do it all, block. And then you still have James White and Deion Lewis here. And so I think the combination of those four players, and with Burkhead especially, and Gillisley to a lesser extent, they're so good in different areas that teams can't key on them. Like, I can't say, last year they could say, okay, Blount's in the game, they're not going to throw it to him because they never did. So let's attack the run. And when White's in there, they're only going to throw to him. That's basically what they did. Now with a guy like Burkhead, he brings a little bit more, you know, indecision in the defense. And so I think the Patriots are really going to key on that this year.
I haven't talked to you, Greg, since you started Boston Sports Journal, this subscription-based site that seems to be popping up a little bit, you know, in a lot of different cities. Boston's your brainchild. Why'd you decide to go this route?
Well, I mean, number one, I needed a job after getting laid off from Sports Illustrated. I had some other options, but I looked at them and I just said, you know what? You know, if I go work here or there, I'm just kicking the can down the road. And I looked at, people clued me into what Dejan Kovacevic was doing in Pittsburgh with DKPittsburghSports.com. Mm-hmm. And almost immediately, when I saw what he was doing and the type of coverage and the type of community he was building, I said, A, I need to be doing that. That's the future. B, it's right up my alley because it's stuff that I've done throughout my career. And I knew that there were some guys here in Boston that people really respect, like Sean McAdam, Chris Price, Brian Robb. I have a Dynamite hockey writer starting later this month, that I think there was a market for this, not only in the city of Boston, where, yes, there's a lot of media here and there are a lot of options, but also for Boston sports fans around the country that are just like my dad in North Carolina, who wants to consume all this news, but there's not really a good digital online place. Well, Boston Sports Journal is here now, and we're going to be the digital home of Boston sports for all those New Englanders around the country and around the world.
Well, good luck with it, man. I'm looking forward to reading your coverage in football. Of course, basketball is my thing. Looking forward to seeing Brian Wright this coming season. Best of luck, and thanks for joining me here on the show, man.
No problem. Thanks so much, Chris.